This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What does possibility mean to you?
That's a hard question.
Something that you can strive for.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
You're confident in yourself and you believe in yourself. Stuff that you could achieve.
I feel excited. Anything is possible when you're more confident.
Shoes are a huge part of that. They are the most important part of my style.
You can like express yourself
in the right shoes.
Anything is possible.
DSW, countless shoes at bragworthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Man, so much happened in this series in Boston. I had to take some notes. First of all, we talked yesterday about the bunt on Monday. The bunt that Dylan Carlson failed to lay down on two pitches. So I talked to Tony Mancelino after his press conference yesterday. I said, you got a side word with me? He said, absolutely. Now, because the conversation became a general conversation amongst other media members, I could talk about it. He said, I said, first of all, let me establish by saying I hate bunting. He said, yeah, I know. I said, the bunt by Dylan Carlson on Monday night, or the attempted bunt, was that your call or his call? He said, it was my call. Now, for those of you who don't remember, the runners on first and second, no outs. Orioles had just had three consecutive hits and scored a run. So I'm thinking, let's get a big inning. So I asked him, I said, well, what was your thinking behind that? He came with several layers. The most important one to me was he wanted to stay out of the double play. He thought the double play would kill the inning. And based on your hitter, he thought there was a great chance of a double play. So he wanted to bunt the runners over to keep the inning going and come out of the double play. And I'm one of those guys, and you know this, Ed, all I ask for is a reason. I don't have to agree with it. I just want a reason.
Mm-hmm.
And he came with some good reasons that where the fielders were playing. He just thought there were several things lined up where the bunt was the right thing. He said then when he flied out, he was happy about that because it came out of the double play. He thought the double play would have killed the entire momentum. Mishaps yesterday in the third inning. He had two of them that could have lost that game. I see Jackson Holliday fielding a lot in games. No one has ever seen Tomo Sugano have a balk in a game, because he's never done it before. He's never had a bulk. Things like that that happen in big games are the things that you got to shake if you ever want to be a contender. You know, you can't make the mistake that Jackson Holliday made in the, what inning was that? I have it written down. In the third inning. That was huge. That allowed a runner to get over the third.
Mm-hmm.
Ultimately, Sugano had the bulk. Red Sox score a run. If you get out of that inning with the double play, you win even with the two-run home run at the bottom of the ninth.
Yeah.
You do. But you have to get out of that inning. And the Orioles have found ways to avoid those things. Mateo, some injury updates. Mateo, he's going to start a rehab assignment today. They originally thought Mateo would be out for the season with the injury, the elbow injury, but he starts his rehab assignment today. So he may make things a little even more crowded. Who do you think is the odd man out if Mateo comes back? Vasquez, maybe?
Maybe.
Well, you want these guys over Mateo, don't you?
Yeah. I love Mateo, but I mean, you know, the only thing he offers, which is odd, he was leading the team in stolen bases when he played like a quarter of the season. Right. I mean, that's what he offers, but he can't hit. He just can't hit.
Ben, who's the odd man out if Mateo comes back?
I would say it'd have to be Vasquez. I don't, because Jeremiah Jackson's giving you stuff in the outfield. Vasquez isn't.
I like Vasquez. Speaking of which, last night, the sac fly that wasn't. The runner on third base for the Boston Red Sox. I forget his name. I had his name written down. Jeez whiz, what is his name? Anyway, run on third base, one out, bottom of the 11th inning, fly ball hit to the outfield.
Mm-hmm.
I heard Kevin Brown say, why didn't he score? And I'm probably, I want to say, 20 feet from the play.
Mm-hmm.
As fate would have it, I'm watching the play. I wasn't really watching the catch because I'm thinking to myself, that's a can of corn. I don't need to watch Kowser. It's a can of corn. It was an Eaton. That's what it was. It was Eaton. Mm-hmm. Eaton was the runner. Ball's caught, obviously. Let's just say Vasquez behaved as a grizzled veteran.
Yeah.
He was going to receive a cutoff throw.
Mm-hmm.
And the guy, I guess he assumed the cutoff throw would take him to the third baseline because that's where he planted his feet. And Eaton, it was a little hard to get around Vasquez, and he went back, retreated back to the bag, and he started complaining about interference. Well, you can't have interference if you don't run into the fielder. What Eaton should have done was ran into Vasquez. I think he would have forced.
Then he would have forced the call.
The call.
Yeah.
But because he avoided him and Vasquez got out of the way at the same time, you weren't going to get the call. It was a brilliant play by Vasquez. It was. It wasn't interference because there was no contact. Also, more injury information. Jordan Westberg, his ankle, no imaging. No imaging means that it's not anything serious. They expected to have him back sooner rather than later, even though they don't put a timetable on him. So hopefully he will come back. The Orioles, the clubhouse is, people have asked me over and over, is the clubhouse different now? No, not really. It's not different. Clubhouse has always been good. The productivity on the field is different because you have guys who are producing now. You have better players who are producing. I think also you have guys who are in their proper positions. When you have a Ramon Laureano, you got to move people around. When you have a Ryan O'Hearn, you got to move people around. You have to move people around to make room for these players. But when you have players who play specific positions, you don't have to move them around. Because when you have Ramon Urias, you got to give Ramon Urias at-bats. Yeah, so that means Jordan Westberg is going to be moved around.
Yeah.
That means Jackson Holliday is going to be moved from DH to second base, DH to second base. These guys, when you have Ryan O'Hearn, Kobe Mayo can't get consistent at-bats.
Mm-hmm.
You have these guys now playing every day a lot looser, a lot more comfortable, and I think that's why you have the productivity that you have.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
It has nothing to do with the clubhouse being better. It has everything to do with you getting rid of players who force you to either sit guys or move guys around. And we all know when you're moving around a lot, it's hard to settle in. 410-583-1057 is the number. These guys are settling in now.
Yeah.
Saw last night, I don't know if I told you this, the man said it on air, Samuel Basayo on the bench did not start last night. It was good to see him because he spent the first 8 or 9 innings of that game. Seemed like he talked to everybody in that dugout. He spent a lot of time talking to Adley Rutschman, but he was just picking the brains of everybody in the dugout, sitting on the top step. He's an energy kid. Great kid. I think there's a box that Michael Elias and company has when they draft people and they sign free agent, and that box says good guy. I think all the other, you look at the talent boxes, the scouting boxes and all those things, they exist. I think they also have a box that they got to check to say good guy, because I don't know a person that they brought in is not a good guy, which is an added bonus for good players. 410-583-1057, that's the number. Baltimore's Big Bad Morning Show on the Fan. Everybody's so in love with Fenway Park. I am not. I think that's obvious. So we're going to do a little exercise at 745. Your top three baseball stadiums, excluding Camden Yards. You can't pick Camden Yards. Top three baseball stadiums.
Hang on.
Not counting Camden. I know.
It says PNC Park.
He admitted he made a mistake. I was so confused.
Well, when I was looking at it, I was thinking for myself. And I'm like, oh, PNC. And I guess I put that in my head. It's 4:30 in the morning at that point. I'm like, oh.
Yeah, it's besides Camden Yards.
Ben, I love you to death. 4:30 in the morning is no excuse on this show.
Yeah, we're eating dinner. We're eating dinner.
We're already having a cocktail. It's that's happy hour for us.
We're going to do that at 7:45. But
now change my whole thing.
On the other side, we're giving out shovels, Ed. Who gets your shovel other than Ben?
Well, I want to have a little discussion. Keep it short, and then we have a discussion. This goes to a business owner in Sarasota, Florida. I'm going to throw out the scenario. I want to hear what you think, what people think.
If you have a shovel, give us a call. Give us a text, 410-583-1057. Hit us up on Twitter, at BBMS1057 The Fan. Shovels next.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features Swift Rinse Tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
No matter why your clients give, their donations can do so much more. With a donor-advised fund from DAF Giving 360, they can donate cash, publicly traded securities, or other non-cash assets like real estate and even crypto, while recommending grants at any time. DAF Giving 360 can offer you over 25 years of expertise, bringing donors, financial advisors, and charities together to make a greater impact. Learn more at dafgiving360.org/advisors.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation while they collect dust? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With a Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus. To kickstart your rewards, visit Gemini.com/card today. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy. Issued by WebBank, in order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must be approved by June 30th, 2025 and spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other Gemini credit card terms, see rates and fees.